This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of Lions quarterback Jared Goff coming up today at 10:30 here on 97.1 The Ticket. The power rankings have started to trickle out this morning around the National Football League. It seems like it's too close to call. It's a split. The Athletic has the Lions number one. ESPN has the Lions number two behind KC. Sports Illustrated has the Lions number one. CBS has the Lions number two behind KC. I don't know if NFL.com has come out with theirs. I mean, these are obviously they don't mean anything, but it's just intriguing to see where the respect is for our team in the National Football League. And we have a lot of reason to feel good. Man, the schedule the next 2 weeks is really going to tell the story.
Well, the schedule rest of the way, and they've got obviously, it's a really tough schedule. They've only played one game within the division. It's the toughest division in football. So they got five games left against the other teams. You get Houston. I'm trying to top my head. They have a Buffalo coming up. And
Houston's a first-place team. They have them. Buffalo's a first-place team. They have them. San Francisco's a first-place team. They have them, although San Francisco's 4-4 and tied for first.
Yes, but San Francisco should be getting some players back. And that could change things dramatically. Mm-hmm. The power rankings, I always think they're interesting because, you know, what's the criteria you put in for the power? Is it what the team is right now, like in a snapshot of time, right now what they are this week? Do you take into consideration injuries and how the team's going to look in the future? Are you trying to predict what teams are going to be at the end of the season?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just think it's just somebody's opinion of who's the best team in the league. And so be it, you know, whatever they think.
Yeah, either way, the Lions deserve to be in the discussion.
It's not a playoff tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
It's not. You don't get a trophy.
It's too bad.
Nobody cares, particularly where you're. I mean, I guess some people do care. What's that?
Oh. He said nobody cares.
Okay, my bad. I thought you were saying, oh, like there was something.
Oh, no.
Some breaking news or something like that.
Well, if there was breaking news, we'd do. Whoa.
There's whoa and there's huh.
Yeah.
There's apparently we've come up with a two-tiered system of breaking news. If we're surprised and it's significant, it gets a
whoa.
And if it's just kind of interesting and maybe significant, but maybe not, it gets a
huh.
Yeah. So, and this started when I went whoa and it was really a huh.
It's okay.
What was it with like the Lions released Badgley or something? Or
I think it was kicker related.
Yeah.
I mean, are we good on the kicker now?
Dude.
We're seven games into this season. Look, he's going to miss some kicks, but I'm just saying.
I'm officially good on the kicker, and here's why.
Yeah.
He had a good first week, and there were people celebrating him, and I said, hold on. And I literally said, The question isn't leg strength. The question isn't can he kick the ball through the post a few times. It's can he consistently do it? And that my exact definition was, let's wait a couple of months until we get into November. Well, Gator, when's the next game they're going to play?
Well, they play Sunday.
And that'll be November. And so considering he's been perfect, I'm going to go ahead and say he's doing consistently. He might be the king of the tuck it inside the post field goal, an extra point, but it goes through, so it doesn't really matter. All right, so look, Michigan State played on Saturday. Everybody saw it. It was a hard-fought football game, which in the end seems to be what is generating most of the talk. So there's a few things about the end of that game. One is, we've seen these things happen before where there is there's a flashpoint event, there's a response, then there's another response, and then it escalates. and everybody wants to figure out what was the flashpoint event, point fingers at the other side. And what we know is there's a response, there's a retaliation, it escalates, and when that happens, things get out of control. You could see it coming in the last minute and a half of that game, and I mentioned it on the broadcast, and I really wish the officials had seen it coming, because at the time when it happened, Michigan State had white flagged it. They weren't going to use their last time out. And the lead official there, if I could see it from upstairs, maybe he couldn't from field level. I don't know. But I really wish the officials had just said, all right, hey, coaches, get these guys off the field. Because you could see the jawing going back and forth, and then it might build up to something. As far as what happened afterwards, if you're familiar with the show, and we did the same thing with the tunnel and its incident, there is no rush to judgment over here, because there's a lot of different perspectives. There's a lot of different accounts of what happened, and there's a lot of people that need to tell their story. And so let them tell their story. And this is true of any serious story that we are discussing, is okay, let's take a deep breath, step back. If there needs to be an independent investigation, so be it. That's fine. I've talked to people who were down in the middle of it. One was Jason Avon, our sideline reporter, who said, you know, he was close by and it looked to him like typical pushing and shoving and not particularly that big a deal. But that was just his perspective. And that should be taken into account. So should everybody's. I talked to a police officer who was in the middle of it. Okay. And that police officer said to him, his quote was, it was your typical football fight. Lots of jawing, lots of pushing, lots of shoving. But he was laughing about it. He said he didn't think it was a huge deal. That's his perspective. Others who may have seen it differently, it's important to talk to them as well. Make sure you get everyone's story. There's nothing wrong with being thorough. There's nothing wrong with being thorough. And so get everybody's perspective on what happened. There are accusations flying at Khalil Mullings, and now there's other accounts that saying he was a peacemaker. Whether or not either of those is true will come out in the wash. I will tell you that I think the members of the media that cover the Michigan team, if you were to line up the kids on the team that seem least likely to be involved in something over the top, Khalil would be near the top of the list. Now that's again, the perspective of the people that are around him. I've been fooled before by what I've heard in press conferences and talking to kids. But I think that the people that cover that team could tell you that Khalil is a unlikely candidate to do anything over the top. But again, there's no reason not to investigate all of this stuff. But if you're asking for a rush to judgment coming out of, at least from me, it's just like the tunnel incident, let it play out. Let it play out, because there's really no upside to saying, well, this is exactly what happened, until all the people involved have a chance to tell their story.
Correct. But here are things that you do know. Obviously, there's more to it, because video shows some things that look like some things happened. So obviously, certainly get as much information as you can on that. What I had issue with was that the clock is still ticking down. I mean, there's 20 seconds and ticking, and the entire Michigan sideline is on the field. And Michigan State's staff did a pretty good job of keeping Michigan State players back away from the fray. So there are a lot of similarities with what happened with the tunnel when you have an outnumbered situation. It's not a good look. And yeah, they will have to take a serious look at it. Obviously, the Spartan side, the Alan Haller's not happy about this. There are reports that there are a player and staffer that may have been injured during this whole thing. So they've been in touch with the Big Ten, and they just want the same playing field that they were put on a couple years ago. So do the investigation, which they will. I know Sherrone Morris said they're going to handle things internally. And that's what you do. You do it until it's out of your hands, and the Big Ten may take it out of their hands, but we'll let it play out a little bit here and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not in any way going to impugn or accuse anybody. I will just tell you that, because in this story, we know how this works. Parting lines are drawn, everybody tribes up and points fingers. But if there needs to be an independent investigation, at this point, it sounds like they're not close to any like charges being filed, which is good. And
well, and that's Alan Haller doesn't even want to look at charges. Yeah.
If there is The idea, well, again, we'll let it play out.